Second trivia. What do Hyperion, Proteus, and Puck all have in common? Are they all comets, elements, moons, or Shakespeare characters? The one thing all these objects have in common is that they're moons of different planets. Ours, of course, is just the moon.
Many of the moon's nicknames date back to the early Native Americans. They named each full moon in every month to help them keep track of their planting and harvesting schedule. The full moon in April is known as the pink moon, signaling the first appearance of the wild ground phlox, one of the earliest spring flowers.
When you have two full moons in a calendar month, the second one is called the blue moon. One of the more notable moons, the harvest moon in October, also known as the hunter's moon or the blood moon.
This is when the leaves are falling off the trees and the animals are fat. So this signaled to tribes it was time to hunt all they could to get them through that long winter. And another thing to note is that the moon does not appear pink during the pink moon, red during the blood moon, or blue during the blue moon. The only thing that can really alter the way we see the moon is if there's a lot of dust, haze, ash, or smoke in the atmosphere, the moon can sometimes have an orange or red glow.
Well, if you